Good afternoon. On behalf of Jane, her family, Pastor Leah, and the Church Council of Ascension, we want to thank you all for being with us today to help celebrate the life of our dear brother in Christ, Ray Warmuth. The old saying, life should not only be lived, but it should be celebrated. So today we celebrate Ray's life, his accomplishments, his victories, his deep love for his family, the many talents and skills he possessed and shared with others, and the lives he touched along his journey. We remember today with sadness. We remember today with joy that Ray was part of our lives. We remember today with kind thoughts. And we remember today with deep appreciation for the contributions that Ray made to this maintenance group and our church family. We also remember Ray's love, fondly, of strong coffee, which sometimes at fellowship fell short of his expectations, no matter how hard we tried. Speaking with Jane several times after Ray's death, her words were so very kind and loving, as she kept saying, "He was a good man. He was a good man." We celebrate those words today, Jane, because what more can anyone ask of any human being? Jane, thank you for bringing this good man, your loving husband and our friend, home to this church that he loved, and for sharing this special time with all of us. We say goodbyes are not forever. We say goodbyes are not the end. We say goodbyes simply mean, we'll miss you, Ray, until we meet again. Thanks be to God for this good and faithful servant, Ray Warmuth.
In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, we are gathered here to worship and to remember before God our brother Ray, to give thanks for his life, to commend him to our merciful Redeemer, and to comfort one another in our grief. Let us pray. Eternal God, maker of heaven and earth, you formed us from the dust of the earth, and by your breath, you gave us life. We glorify you. Jesus Christ, the resurrection and the life, you tasted death for all humanity. And by rising from the grave, you opened the way to eternal life. We praise you. And Holy Spirit, author and giver of life, you are the comforter of all who sorrow, our sure confidence, and everlasting hope. We worship you. To you, O blessed Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, be glory and honor forever and ever. Amen.
Appear the hour I first be. Our scripture reading today is from Psalms, verse 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. This is the word of the Lord.
Stand for the reading of the gospel. The Holy Gospel is written in the 14th chapter of St. John's Gospel, beginning with the first verse. Glory to you, O Lord. Do not let your hearts be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. My Father's house has many rooms. If that were not so, would I have told you that I am going there to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me, that you also may be where I am. You know the way to the place where I am going. Thomas said to him, Lord, we don't know where you are going, so how can we know the way? Jesus answered, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you really know me, you will know my Father as well. From now on, you do know him and have seen him. All this I have spoken while still with you, but the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and will remind you of everything I have said to you. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid. The Gospel of the Lord.
Good afternoon. I'm Wes Warmoth. I am Ray and Jane Warmoth's favorite son. I'm also an only child. On behalf of my mother and our entire family, I just want to thank you for being here this afternoon for my dad's service. Your presence here this afternoon, it means the world to us, and our thanks to you for that. Some of you that are here may have known my dad for many years. Others may have only known him the last few years of his life, maybe while he was here at Ascension. If you only knew my dad for the last few years, you got a dose of Ray Warmoth. But unfortunately, you didn't get the full experience. Words like, they don't make them like that anymore, completely appropriate when talking about my dad. When I was in fourth grade, I was a happy-go-lucky kid who liked sports. But there was one thing I wanted. I wanted to be on the safety patrol at school. If you were on the safety patrol, you got this cool belt. You got an actual badge. You got to tell other kids not to run in the halls. And I thought I was made for that job. But you had to be elected onto the safety patrol. You had to be in fifth or sixth grade. It was springtime. School year was coming to a close. We were about to hold the elections to see who would be on the safety patrol for the following year. I was a kid who played baseball. I didn't know whether I was popular or well-liked. I was campaigning, and I was nervous. But my dad, unbeknownst to him, he helped my campaign. So here's what happened. One day I told every kid in school, just wait until carpool today. Just wait till you see what happened. I mean, I built it up. After school, all the kids were out in front. They were waiting to be picked up for a line for as far as you could see of station wagons with imitation wood grain paneling. And all eyes were on me. What's he talking about? What's going to happen? Nobody knew. And then off in the distance, you heard the rumble of an engine. And it got louder and louder until my dad came whipping up in front of school on a bright blue motorcycle. And I'm not going home in a station wagon today. Dad tossed me a helmet, and I climbed on, and we roared out of there like Easy Rider. And for a brief moment, my dad had allowed me to become the coolest kid in school. I got elected to safety patrol. I won the campaign. It wasn't even close. No election audit was even required. Motorcycles, sports cars, sailboats, power boats of every size, houses, second homes, vacations to cool places. There was always something going on around our house with my dad. There was always an adventure that was happening or it was about to happen. At one point, Dad got his pilot's license. We had an airplane. There was a time when I was a kid, we had a pet monkey. Now, to be fair, the monkey was kind of Mom's doing, but Dad, he was all in for it. In fact, he built that monkey his own room in the basement of our house. It was never boring. There was always something going on with my dad. In life, there's some undeniable truths. One of those truths is that someday we're all going to die, and we don't get to decide the when or the how. Our Heavenly Father makes that decision for us, and that was true of my father as well. But in the meantime, there's lots of decisions that we do get to make. Let me share with you some of the decisions that my dad made. Dad decided at an early age that he was a Christian, and he never wavered from that decision. Dad decided to be a loving, caring husband to my mother for almost 60 years. Dad decided to be a present, guiding, mentoring father to me. He decided to be the grandfather that my son wanted and needed. Dad decided to be a man of character, a man of principle. He decided to have a strong work ethic and be financially responsible. So here's what I would say to my dad today. Dad, like us, you didn't get to pick the time of your passing. But on those decisions you did get to make, great job, Dad. You made great decisions. You made decisions that benefited you and your family and your community and your friends and your church, and those decisions you made will continue to benefit us for years to come. Great job. Dad, we love you, and we will always miss you.
Thank you very much, Wesley. We've heard this afternoon the beautiful and moving words of Amazing Grace. And I'm confident it has to have been a favorite of Ray's and of Jane's and of the families, as they specifically requested that Tony sing that today. It is said to be the most often named hymn as a favorite in this country. And I think one of the reasons that that is so is that it expresses our faith as Christians. It expresses that faith of your dad's when he chose to be Christian. And it speaks of God finding us. It's not that we find God, but it is that God finds us. The words of the first verse speak to us loudly today. How sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. We are all, to some extent, blind as we walk through this world. But the day will come when we see clearly, when we stand in heaven's realm. Today we come to thank God for Ray's life and for his time with us, for the love that he shared with not just his family, but with everyone here. We would not be here if he had not had an impact on the life of every single person in this room. I think often of a person's legacy at a time like this. And Ray's legacy to all of us is one of faith. And it is one of holding fast to the things that he believed in, holding fast to the people that he loved, holding fast to the talents and the skills and the joy and the love that he shared so much and gave so freely to others, to each of us. Frederick Buechner has reflected upon the importance of remembering people. And he compares our memories to a bridge that links us to all of those who have gone before. And at a time like this, we think not only of Ray, but we think of other people to whom we have said goodbye, who live on in our memories and in our hearts, even though we don't see them day to day. Buechner wrote, "When you remember me, it means you have carried something of who I am with you, that I have left some mark of who I am on who you are. It means that you can summon me back to your mind, even though years and miles may stand between us. It means that when we meet again, you will know me. It means that even after I die, you can still see my face and hear my voice and speak to me in your heart. For as long as you remember me, I am never lost nor removed from your life." So remember Ray, and remember him by the way you incorporate him and your memories of him into your life, the good and the meaningful values in his life. Remember the thoughtfulness, the helpfulness, the gentleness. Yes, he was a strong man, but he was strong enough to be gentle. Remember the graciousness that he often extended to others, and the love and the care that he shared with Jane virtually all of his life, for they spent most of their lives together. And the love and the care that he shared with all of us and shared with these buildings and grounds. The Wednesday crew will miss him. We all will miss him. But he leaves a legacy to all of us of a positive attitude and a smile and, of course, his gentle nature. He shared of himself so willingly and so graciously. And our faith teaches us to turn to God at a time like this. God can grant us hope and peace to replace our pain. And he grants us happiness and joy to heal our sorrow. There will be tears, and there will be tears that come unannounced, that may surprise us down the road. But we have every confidence in the world that those many rooms in heaven, God prepared one just for Ray. And he is there with happiness and with joy. And he looks down upon us today, and he smiles at his son and his grandson and his wife, and his daughter-in-law. He smiles at each of us. knowing that he lives on in our hearts. He's living with his Lord and our Savior, and he's been welcomed by all of those who have gone before. I often, at a time like this, think of several years ago, I think it was in Illinois, then Vice President Dan Quayle was going on a tour, and he was going through a small town, and they let all of the kids out of school and passed out flags and lined them up along the route that he was taking to downtown or the airport or wherever he was going, and they told him when the procession came by to wave their flags. And they did. They saw this line of cars coming, and they waved their flags, and they waved their hands, and they yelled hello. The only problem was it was not the procession of government, but it was a funeral procession. And I think of that often because I think of all of the people on the other side who waved their greeting to Ray when he came, when he left us and entered that eternal realm. It brings tears to my eyes to think of how warmly he was welcomed, how deeply he was loved. So we have the faith and we have the confidence to know that for Ray, love lives on. Just as for us today, his love lives on in our hearts. I'd like to share with you a brief poem I recently came across that made me think of Ray's new life in God's holy presence. Just think of stepping on shore and finding it heaven, of touching a hand and finding it God's, of breathing new air and finding it celestial, of walking into a garden and finding it paradise, of waking up in glory and finding it home. And God said, "Welcome home, Ray, good and faithful servant." Thanks be to God. Amen. Let us pray. We remember before you, O Lord, this day our brother Ray. We thank you for giving him to us to know and to have as a companion in our pilgrimage on earth. In your boundless compassion, illumine our lives so we may see in death the gate to eternal life, that we may continue our course on earth in confidence that until by your call, we are reunited with those who have gone before us through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Please rise and let us sing together the Lord's Prayer.
Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.
As we leave here, I will escort the family out, and we shall go over by the Memorial Garden. We invite any who wish to join us to please do so, but please do allow the family to leave first. Receive the Lord's benediction. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and grant you peace. Amen. Here's sentences of scripture, please. I know that my Redeemer lives, and that at the last he will stand upon the earth. And from John 11, I am the resurrection and the life, says the Lord. Those who believe in me, even though they die, will live. And everyone who lives and believes in me will never die. And from Revelation and John, do not be afraid. I am the first and the last. I am the living. I was dead, and behold, I am alive forever and ever. Because I live, you also will live. And from Romans, if we live, we live to the Lord. And if we die, we die to the Lord. And so, whether we live or whether we die, we are the Lord's. And the sure and certain hope of the resurrection to eternal life through our Lord Jesus Christ, we commend to Almighty God our brother Ray, and we commit his ashes to their final resting place. Blessed are those who die in the Lord, says the Spirit. They rest from their labors, and their works follow them. Let us pray, my friends. God of all mercies and giver of all comfort, look graciously, we pray, on those who mourn, that casting all their care on you, they may know the consolation of your love. O God, you have designed this world and know all things good for us. Give us such faith that by day and by night, in all times and in all places, we may without fear entrust those who are dear to us to your never failing love in this life and in the life to come, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. My friends, go in peace. As you leave this place, carry with you the memories of Ray, and know in the depths of your heart that God goes with you, looks after you, and blesses you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.